Welcome back, you guys. Episode 111 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Good morning, you guys. Nice to see you. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a good week, you guys. It was really good, really productive. Back to work, digging in hard on my new boat, and having a good one. I got a lot done and been feeling good. So let's dive into it. So this week, I pretty much just did my boat work. I just dug in hard. I was out at my new boat, my new Bristol Bay build, putting in pretty long days, pretty much every day this week, and it was really good. It's really nice to be back in that shop. It's nice that I switch shops back and forth. I'm sure I'm enjoying hanging out with the guys there, and build's going really well. It's definitely a lot less frustrating than my last build. And it's going well. I've been feeling a little stressed. I've been feeling a little overwhelmed, a little buried in boat work. You know, a few years ago when I first got sick, I really took a step back and said, yeah, I'm not going to do this boat work anymore. It's hard on my body, hard on my hands. It makes me a good living, but maybe I'll figure out something else to do while my health is compromised. And so, you know, I took a break and kind of got my routine in check and got back on track here, got myself into ZC and got healthy enough to go back to work. And, you know, I had a few phone calls that called me back in, and it was great. And then now it's built to the point just in a couple of years here where I can't seem to get a break, which is good financially and bad, because I just am noticing you guys heard me in December, I was just over it. And while I have a little better attitude now, I'm definitely not getting quite as beat up every day. I don't want to do this every day. So I am committed to these two builds. I am going to get through these. And, you know, I was feeling pretty beat up, like I said, in December. And, you know, people noticed that. And even my mom was like, you should just raise your rates, or, you know, don't work so hard or whatever. And she's right. And I'm going to make some efforts to do that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I don't always know. I'm a freelancer, right? So it could be a year before I get another job, and then I can just be slammed for 2 years, which is kind of the state I'm in now. So I kind of got to make hay while the sun shines. I can't be too aggressive at carving myself out my free space. but I'm going to evaluate as I move forward here how much work these guys have got for me after these next few jobs, and you know, I'm going to try and carve myself out a little more room, like I said. So with all that said, the reason that's coming up is because my nightmare boat that wouldn't leave in December is back in my picture. And it looks like, this is actually kind of exciting, it looks like I'm going to fly up to the border of British Columbia and Alaska, Kitimat, which is a aluminum smelter town, and go fix that boat or finish that boat, just take care of some loose ends for my client. So they called me a few weeks ago and asked me if I'd do that for them, and even though I really didn't feel like it, I could tell that they were reaching out to me with a really strong need. They don't have anyone else who can really do that. So I talked to my current customers, and I told them I was going to take a few days away from their project, and so it looks like I'm going to fly up there. This is more about zero carbon than it is about work. I'm talking about work and saying I'm sort of frustrated with how much work I have, and I am, but I'm going to get it done. I'm going to look forward to getting this behind me. But from a zero carb perspective, it's kind of exciting, because I'm going to go to a terribly small place without much services. I imagine they have some restaurants or whatever, but I guess I'll find out and sort of see how I manage. So I'm gonna have to get out into the world, go to the airport, you know, navigate my way through all that mess. And even just from where I live to the airport is most of a day to get on your plane. So that's always a challenge, just to get onto the plane not starving. Well, just to get to wherever I'm going, not starving. So, you know, bring some food and eat it on the way to the airport. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, I am very anxious. It's been riding on my mind ever since we've been talking about it for the last few days. kept me up at night the other night, or the other night I couldn't sleep thinking about all the what ifs, and now I feel fine. I'm calmed down a little bit, but it is definitely something about zero carb, especially really strict, really sensitive zero carb like mine. You know, going out and doing things that are not a big deal to others in the world, all of a sudden you realize, oh, geez, I'm kind of compromised. I hope I can do this. So I know I can. I have confidence. It's not going to be a big deal. I'll only be gone for maybe 2 days. So even if I don't eat, I'll be fine. But I'm excited to get out there and just see how I do on a work trip like that. Kind of a, you know, surgical strike, as it were, without many contingencies made for my, you know, needs or issues. So we'll see how it goes. Kind of looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to getting it behind me. So there's that. And that's most of this week. I'm trying to think if anything else happened. I don't think so. I think I just went to work and dug in and got her done there. So some great comments from you guys this week. I wanted to come back and touch on those. Natasha, you asked about iron. I wanted to say yes, my doctor was concerned about iron overload. And I have done, I don't know what, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a deep dive into the iron where they get the ferrite and iron and hemiiron and non. I don't remember exactly how it broke it all down. But yes, my levels at that time were fine. It's been a year now, I guess, or maybe a little more. But I had been eating zero carb for quite some time, and my iron did seem great. So I think it's okay. So, Darren, you asked me if I'd seen that video by Elliot regarding diarrhea on a carnivore diet. I did watch that right when it came out. I came across it. Someone had posted a link somewhere. And while it was very interesting, it didn't really apply to my situation. It did in some ways. I mean, it applied to some of the things that I was doing and not doing and learning as a as sort of a newbie to this way of eating. But as I've gone down my path here, I've learned that I think it's just me. I mean, I've never really had not diarrhea. I mean, for as long as I can remember, you know, since I was a little guy. So I don't know if normal stools are in the cards for me. But all the things he said were things that I had already sort of experimented with and kind of been down the road. Now, the one he does talk about, I think, enzymes, which I'm not really very excited about supplementing, and I seem to be maintaining, you know, managing my dietary intake without it. I was having those sick episodes that seemed like they were probably low stomach acid or something like that, or acid malabsorption or along those lines. But those seem to really just be triggered by me overeating, and I do think that that is, you know, a function maybe of, like, we talked about an acid issue or something, but I can avoid those episodes. And that brings me kind of to my next point. And now, this last week, from a zero carb perspective, you know, I've just been eating beef this whole month now, just beef, my regular homegrown ground beef mixed with a little bit of ribeye, typically the fat from the ribeye. And that's what I've been eating since the 1st of January. And boy, I feel exponentially better, you guys. Yeah, that bacon was not good for me. I mean, mostly it just brings on sort of a unfirmness in my guts and sort of an unsurety. It does lend it, you know, it brings me, I start having more urgency, not all the time, just like once or twice a day instead of once a day, and much more urgent. But definitely looser stools. And yeah, so going back to that video, Darren, is I guess what I wanted to say that I feel like I'm as firm as I'm going to get. I've managed as best I can. Bacon was definitely a bad thing for me when I get it out of there. I've been much better. I've been once a day, fairly firm for me, and no pain or, you know, gut rumblings, and really not any urgency, although I do wake up and I do need to go quite quickly. But I feel like, at least like when I was traveling this summer a little bit, you know, I was able to walk to the porta potties a half a mile away or whatever if I needed to, which didn't used to be the case. I used to, man, it was terrible, you guys, before I knew I was sick. I mean, I remember, you know, I've always been a sailor, and I would go with my girlfriend at the time. We would go on sailing trips, and when we'd moor at other marinas, I couldn't walk. I could never wake up in the morning, and I would never be able to make it down the dock to the restroom. I would have an accident if I tried. So I had to come up with creative ways. It was awful. Anyways, it's just really obvious to me now how much better I am. So yeah. So the bacon. Just going back to that, I haven't been eating bacon, and that's been making a big difference in terms of my ability to hold it. So Darren, thanks for that video. Like I said, I have seen it, and it is helpful. There's a lot of great information in there. But I think that I don't know what to think. So, and there were some other comments there. I'm trying to see them from here. And I can't, and I don't remember. I'm going to walk over there real quick. Right, I remember now, Gretchen. It was really nice for you to let me know how nice it is to hear about my perspective. That's very helpful to me. Thank you, because I do feel like I just repeat everything. And then Jim, good to see you again, man. It was great to get your comment there, and I had it right on the tip of my tongue there. Now I forgot what you said. But, oh, right, you were talking about the kids and snowboarding and all that. And yeah, man, I was exhausted. You're not kidding. Snowboarding with those kids. So it was funny. We were hiking a little jump, and it was deep snow, like waist deep. It was hard hiking. And so I was breaking trail. And I was showing them how to do it. And as it turned out, you know, they were sharing a board, and they couldn't figure out the bindings and all that. So I was doing laps, you know. It wasn't a very long hike. It was a couple hundred yards up the hill and back down, but I was doing laps around the kids, and holy cow, I was like, oh man, I was out there thinking like, I'm doing great, I feel awesome, I'm totally hanging in here, and then I did that for a couple hours, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go have some lunch, I'm tired, all right guys, see you later. And I came inside, and you're not kidding, man, that afternoon I was beat. I mean, I was wrecked. I was just like, whoa, I haven't done anything like that for a while. Maybe I should do more of that. And, you know, that it was pretty astounding how sore I was that afternoon and evening. And the next day I was tired. So I did force myself to go back out. But yeah, I was beat up. And you're right, it's hard to keep up with those kiddos. But I sure enjoyed it. So, and then a couple of you guys, Robin and there's a few more down the list there. You know, you commented on my comment on Frankie's deal, and I just wanted to comment on that real quick. You know, I haven't, 3 years ago when I started this way of eating, those of you who have been watching since the beginning know that at the time I would vocally get really frustrated with Frank's presentations, because, you know, I was new and I was watching a lot of stuff and I was looking for guidance, and there he was, you know, telling me that there was only one true way to do it and I was doing it wrong, and I was just kind of starting to see the cracks in what he was saying, and his presentation was starting to rub me the wrong way. But I didn't ever go very far down the road there with his stuff. I just kind of said, that's not making me feel great, so I'm just going to not watch it. And so I made a few comments to you guys at that time about how I felt about his point of view, and nothing personal. I never really, you know, I tried not to go there, and I didn't have any feelings one way or another, to be honest, for the most part, other than I would get frustrated with his one-sided message. But I stopped watching, and I haven't seen any of his presentations still. So when I made that comment last week, it really was just me saying, well, I noticed, you know, what it was comments in the community. Someone had posted something on Reddit that said, is this forum, you know, full of shills, or is it, you know, whatever, I guess. And so this is all hearsay, so I didn't ever go watch that video, but apparently he had made, you know, he had gotten wound up on one video, and which is, he's learning, that's how you get viewers. He's been learning for a few years now. He really upped his channel by creating the drama and controversy. And so, you know, there's a part of it that might just be that. It might just be showman as well. And whatever. I have mixed feelings about all of that, but I certainly understand it. But at any rate, I didn't watch. I just heard, you know, that I just read that thread. And what I was really commenting on wasn't him so much as the community, because I was seeing in the community the general consensus wasn't even really one of attacking or, you know, discrediting. It wasn't about him. It was just really about that the message, you know, we'd finally gotten over that hump. I guess when I was new, I was seeing that message and I was like, oh no, you know, people are going to hear this message and think this is the way to do it, and they're not going to try it their way, and they're not going to stick to it, and they're not going to be able to be helped. And it was just encouraging to see the community as a whole, that the message that Charles Washington and his crew had put out so long ago, you know, saying eat the meat you like and can afford and makes you feel best, is really the best way to do this. It was just encouraging to me to see that that message had come out on top as kind of the winning one in the community, as sort of a general, as a, you know, as a consensus. So I did read your comments, Robin and somebody else, I don't recall, I can't see down the list, I apologize. But I feel, on reading your comments, I felt the same way. I felt bad for Frank, because apparently he's been, you know, maybe it's not an act, maybe he really is getting wound up, and apparently it's weighing on him. I haven't gone back and watched any of his stuff still, so I haven't seen any of his presentations for the last few years, so I really am not sure where he's at, but I hope that he's personally doing okay, and I didn't mean that as an attack, so I think you guys know that, but I am. I'm just encouraged about the community being able to see through, you know, some of the short-lived stuff, and Robin, I really appreciate your point on the way Paul Saladino approaches those things, and you know, how that's a much better way to do that. And I agree, and you're right about my perspective. You know, I absolutely am open to the ideas that those things could be truths, and that for some people they certainly are truths, any and all of those things. I do get frustrated with the Paul Saladinos of the world, although, I haven't watched any of his presentations, and I know that he's well-respected, and you guys all like him. So this is, again, just a general statement. It's not about him. But again, I just go back to the... you've heard me say it before. It's the human ego, right? It's the idea that we think we can over-engineer this, and it's such a normal human thing. I mean, I struggle with it too every day. You know, every day I think we all struggle with it. Am I doing this right? What if I added more salt? Did someone just say something about the next new compound? You know, maybe that's what I need. I don't know if any of us are immune to it, and so I think part of my strong opinion on this thing is to help me stay strong and recognize that I wouldn't be here if I believed that I could hack my body with science, and science has led me so far astray in the past, and so many people, as Mike always says, Carnamatti, you're one of my inspirations in this space, you know, and that isn't to discredit it. I'm a man of science. I'm a man of observation, and believe it or not, you know, I really believe in our brains and what we can do and what we can achieve and what we've learned and all those things, but I don't think that there's any foundation for nutritional science. I can see all the flaws going back centuries in how we got where we are, in my opinion. So I look at people who are looking at RDAs, registered daily, or whatever, recommended daily allowances. They're looking at, you know, studies and trying to parse out the different, you know, minutiae between the different compounds. And I got to say, I don't see any value. You know, I have not watched Paul Saladino and any of those type of folks. So please, don't jump on me, but when people talk about needing liver, when people talk about vitamins, and, you know, there are no studies on carnivores except for that one Bellevue study on Stephenson, and so they're speculating, and I'm speculating, so they're welcome to speculate. But I don't see how you can speak from a point of authority. You know, I just don't get it. And I do think that it's human ego, our belief that we know more than what our nature, what our instinct teaches us. You know, what I feel now in terms of instinctively, what my nature, you know, the way that I eat, the way I get hungry, what I think I need, is so much different than it used to be, and it's so much clearer, and the signals are so much stronger. It's one of the things I talk, you know, I get frustrated with when I talk about wishing I could share this with people, because when you talk about just eating one thing, it sounds impossible and bonkers. But of course, as you guys know, when you're experience it, the experience is completely the opposite. You know, you don't miss the garlic and the tomato sauce and whatever. So, one of the things, noticing sitting at, you know, dinner table with my family, the biggest thing about sharing that is, you know, I wish I could share how good I feel, and I wish I could share how it isn't a hardship. Anyways, somehow I just tangented myself all the way back around to there. But at any rate, you guys know, I think what I mean with all that, I hope. I hope I was clear enough. I just wish we could. Boy, I wish we could get some studies. You know, I wish we could get some nutritional science on this way of eating, but I don't know if it's going to happen. We're a long ways off. Boy, I read Reddit, and man, the science bias towards the plant-based with the Harvard information, and they have a strong front. I'm telling you, we are, I don't know if we're doomed, but we got a hard fight against us. So anyways, enough about that. That's nutrition science. It's useless. Sorry, it's not useless. Okay, so let's see, covered this week, covered what I ate, covered how I feel. So this week coming up, as you guys know, I'm going to travel. We'll see how that goes. I'm anxious. What else? What else can I tell you about? I don't know. I think that's probably enough for now. It's 7:30, getting light out there. I'm going to enjoy my Sunday. Maybe go work on my cars a little bit, putter around, try and relax, and get ready for my trip. I've been saying it for years, it feels like, but I'm really looking forward to getting this little stretch of work here behind me, and maybe getting a weekend to go use my rig and get up in the mountains. We'll see. I really would like to take you guys on a little winter vacation with me. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but I'm sure trying. But whatever. I feel super fortunate to have work, despite it beating me up, wearing me down, and I'm thankful every day, you guys, for how good I feel and how fortunate I am to not be sick. So I'm doing great. Hope you guys are too. I guess I'll leave you at that. So thank you guys so much, as always, for listening and watching. Thank you for your comments. I can't tell you how much they mean to me. Just incredible how what a difference this makes in my life. So thank you. And I'll check back in with you next week. So if you got any questions or comments, please leave them for me. I'll do my best to get back to you. And hope you guys have a great week. Hope you make some progress and stay the course. And I'll see you in about a week. Ooh, just about a week. I think it might be two, but my third 3-year carniversary is coming up. So get ready. It'll probably look just like this. All right, you guys, have a great, great week. And I'll see you next week. All right, thanks for listening and watching. See ya.